we're really excited to see that that corner is going to be prettied up, so to speak. I mean, it's been such an eyesore, and it is prime real estate, and especially with the new influx of all the SEC visitors this fall, I mean, that's not a very welcoming site as it sits right now.
So what does this mean regarding maybe the future of additional properties now that you and others who are involved in lodging can try to recruit other properties, knowing that the Plaza, as large as it is not going to be a lodging facility anymore?
Yeah, you know, and that's anywhere from 200 to 300 rooms when the Plaza closed. That was, you know, 200 or 300 rooms that we lost in this community and in hotels. But, you know, prior to the Plaza actually closing, it had been off of our radar screen for at least a year. So, you know, it's not a big loss right now, knowing that it's not going to be a hotel. There are several other hotels that are, you know, already looking at our community, quite a few that started looking at us immediately when we announced we were going with the SEC. So we expect that there will be some. There's one under construction currently, another one soon to break ground, I believe. So several properties that are coming in. We'd love to get one of that size, a couple hundred rooms under one roof with some meeting space. So that's kind of where my interest would lie, more so than these smaller, under 100 rooms, no meeting space properties.
And is the Bryan College Station market large enough to sustain these 200, 300 room facilities with the larger meeting capacity?
Yeah, it really is. I mean, right now we don't have a convention center. We've got a great facility at the Expo Complex. The Hilton, of course, has the largest amount of meeting space in a hotel. Several of our hotels have, you know, adequate meeting space. But absolutely, we need something with, you know, I would say over 20,000 square feet of meeting space, and it would be great to have, because if you're looking at having something all under one roof, your choices in our community are very limited. And although everyone keeps talking about the SEC and all the new visitors that are going to come in the fall because of that, truly, we have a lot of times throughout the year, not just Aggie football, Parents Weekend, and graduation, that are almost complete sellouts of our community. Numerous conferences, other sporting events not related to A&M, and we've got a lot more that we could potentially bring in if we had the rooms and the space that they need.
In your list of facilities also, I'm thinking, too, when the new expanded Memorial Student Center and the new Rudder area opens up, too, that provides a little extra space. But you find in your business, I'm sure, that there are so many areas of square footage for so many different applications that you can see the need for various sizes that we don't have currently that you'd like to see in the future.
Absolutely. And yeah, we're real excited about the MSC opening. That'll be the largest ballroom in town, so that'll be really a great facility to have. And having A&M in our backyard is you know, a huge coup for us. However, A&M facilities are first and foremost for the students and faculty. So sometimes it's hard to get those dates that we need for outside groups to be able to utilize those, particularly groups that would utilize the hotels and bring in more visitors from the outside.
Have I missed anything that listeners need to know in this area right now?
No, other than the fact that, you know, we do have a lot of great hotels and a lot of really unique venues, and we've got all of those listed on our website. If anyone wanted to see what we do have in this community, visit aggieland.com.